Hello, this is Randy Thompson from the North Carolina Reading Service. Welcome to Music Review. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. For the next half hour, I shall be reading articles about music from such sources as the New York Times, the News and Observer, the Week Magazine, Rolling Stone, and Entertainment Weekly. Music Review is underwritten by Bill McClure, tuning pianos in the Raleigh area since 1968. For more information or to schedule a piano tuning appointment, please call 919-779-1755. This program is designed to provide the latest coverage of classical, folk, jazz, blues, rock, country, and pop music news. But first, these musical trivia questions. Today's musical trivia questions come to us from the websites sign.com and timesofindia.com. Question number one. From which decade and place does the word karaoke come? Is that word from 1930s Finland? Or was it B, 1950s India? Or was it C, 1970s Japan? Or was it D, 1990s Hawaii? So, from when and where did karaoke come? And question number two, what is the English translation of the word karaoke? Is it A, sing alone? Is it B, empty orchestra? Is it C, just do it? Or is it D, I'm really nervous, but my self-worth is at stake here? Karaoke, what does that really mean anyway? The answers to these two important trivia questions will be given, as usual, at the end of today's program. Our transitions come to us from the website onthisday.com, and today, quote-unquote, is the weekend of September the 2nd. Well, it was on this very day, back in 1935, that George Gershwin completed the orchestral score for the opera Porgy and Bess. 1935, today. And it was 80 years ago today, 1942, that Frank Sinatra started his solo singing career. 1942, today.
Everybody was walking on eggshells, drinking eggnog instead of beer. We were holding our tongues, scratching our heads, wondering how the hell we got here.
Hush, hush,
don't you dare say a word.
Hush, hush,
don't you know the truth hurts. Hush, hush, hush comes to shut, it's best to keep it hush, hush.
Pistol Annie's Hush, Hush introduces our country music news. It's titled Leanne Rimes Feeling Free at 40 as she prepares for her milestone birthday and the release of a wild new album. The Grammy winner is stronger than ever. This is written by Eileen Nahas in People magazine, September 5th, 2022. Leanne Rimes is hitting a milestone birthday, August 28th, and she's not about to let it go by quietly. I'm ready to turn 40. It feels really powerful. Bring it on. Rimes' new decade will also commence with her 18th studio album, God's Work, out September 16, a genre-bending collection that reflects the soul-searching she's done over the last few years. I feel much wiser at this point, says Rimes. Her new album's a deeply personal tribute to this time in her life. The article skips down and ends with this. As challenging as aging can be for women in music, Rimes is looking forward to doing it gracefully. You couldn't pay me to go back to 22, she says. I felt like I had to uphold a certain image for so long, but now I finally feel free.
Thank you.
TSO's Christmas Canon, based on Pachelbel's Canon in D major, introduces our classical music news. It's entitled Trans-Siberian Orchestra Reveals 2022 Holiday Tour Dates and Answers Your Burning Questions. This is written by Melissa Ruggieri, USA Today, 29th of August, 2022. Rare is the juggernaut as potent as Trans-Siberian Orchestra. The musical locomotive, a glorious, grandiose combination of classical music, hair metal, and holiday feels, has owned the road for more than two decades, virtually in 2020, and 2,000 shows. This year's tour, dubbed the Ghosts of Christmas Eve, the best of TSO and more, pulls from TSO's The Ghosts of Christmas Eve album and TV special. One of the enduring holiday classics created primarily by late founder, composer, and lyricist Paul O'Neill, the 60-city, 101-show outing runs from November 16 to December 30th. Tickets go on sale September 16th at the band's website. We enlisted Al Petrelli, a longtime musical director and ace TSO guitarist for the West Coast touring production, to set some records straight. When O'Neill presented Trans-Siberian Orchestra to Petrelli as a band name, the guitarist's response was, "Sure, it sounds cool, dude. Rolls off the tongue like Led Zeppelin would." Petrelli recalls with a laugh, "But the roots of the name are well-founded. O'Neill had traveled from Europe to Japan and was fascinated with Siberia," Petrelli says, "and now the name is synonymous with Christmas." Well, what is Trans-Siberian Orchestra's most well-known song? Call it a trifecta of awesomeness. Fans still thrill to Christmas Eve, Sarajevo, 1224, because of its historical ties to TSO. But in 2004, Wizards in Winter, a kinetic marriage of orchestral rock, buzzing guitars, and a memorable synth hook, became an early viral hit when an electrical engineer in Ohio synchronized 16,000 Christmas lights on his house to every beat of that song. In 2005, Miller Brewing Company turned the scene of colored lights and wizards into a holiday commercial, and Christmas Canon, playing in the background now, based on Johann Pachelbel's Canon in D major, has become so widespread it's often used as a wedding song. King's Blues Boys tune introduces our jazz, blues, and R&B music news. It's entitled Why the Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame is Headed to This Small Mississippi Delta Town. This is published in NPR.org on the 24th of August, 2022. Jackson, Mississippi. A small town in the Mississippi Delta that has ties to the civil rights movement will soon be home to the National Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame. Project planners hope to finish building the facility in the town of Marks in 2 or 3 years. Velma Wilson, Director of Economic Tourism and Development for Quitman County, told the Associated Press on Tuesday, "Marks is the county seat of Quitman County and has a population of fewer than 2,000 people. The project is the culmination of a 50-year effort to build a Hall of Fame for R&B musicians such as James Brown, Aretha Franklin, and B.B. King, whose music you hear in the background now. Although certain types of singing, including karaoke, may have been found to be a risk factor in the spread of COVID, singing can also serve a restorative role. In Music Research and Technology, we have this. It's titled, Karaoke Was Always an Escape Before the Pandemic. Now it's more than that. This is written by Amy Fan, Time Magazine, July 12, 2021. The hostess leaned forward to check my vaccination card, then raised her digital thermometer to my forehead. Are you celebrating a special occasion tonight? She asked, after reading my temperature. Just being able to go out, I said. She nodded. We hear that a lot. The karaoke bar was dark and cozy, hidden in the middle of Japan Center Mall in San Francisco. In the corner, a dramatically lit cityscape backdrop and a black ceiling of stars illuminated a small stage surrounded by clear plexiglass screens. The lounge was nearly empty, but within a few minutes it would fill with other patrons like me, who'd reserved one of the 20 spots that evening. It had felt disorienting walking through the indoor mall and navigating the corridors of masked and unmasked strangers. But as soon as I saw my friend, Kirsten, at a table by the window, excitement replaced uncertainty. We'd been looking forward to this for weeks, ever since the state relaxed its COVID-19 restrictions, allowing bars and restaurants to reopen at limited capacity. The other members of our party arrived and we hugged for the first time in months. We marveled at seeing the bottom half of each other's faces. We ordered cocktails and leafed through the huge binders of songs and artists to write down our requests. Our group, all Asian American women writers, began doing karaoke together in 2016 when we gathered to discuss the books of Alina Ferrante and celebrated afterwards with singing. Karaoke Book Club, we called it, and after we finished Ferrante's novels, our nights out endured. But our meetups, like every other social activity, halted with lockdown. Karaoke was out of the question, especially given concerns over how the respiratory virus spread. We downloaded several apps and tried to recreate the experience online, but we could never find the right software to sync our voices. Like so many joys in our lives, karaoke did not transfer smoothly to Zoom. So after a few encouraging texts with another member, Vanessa, I put on lipstick and a dress, startling both of my children who'd grown used to my messy buns and sweatpants. That night was not a complete return to normal. We used disposable microphone covers. A maximum of 3 singers were allowed on the stage at a time. Still, it felt like a milestone in our collective journey out of the nightmare. The standout of the night was a stranger selection, R.E.M.'s classic, It's the End of the World, the lyrics reviving our past year with bittersweet poignance. We sang along and danced off the last 15 months, chasing the unpleasant memories away. But maybe every song that night was an exorcism. Before the pandemic, karaoke served as a fun, goofy outlet for pent-up frustration and worries over work and family life. Now it felt more urgent and cathartic. It was yet another pleasure we'd taken for granted. That evening, we gave ourselves permission to experience that bliss and freedom again, to be transported by a sentimental melody with newfound gratitude and relief, to appreciate our love of silly songs, no matter how off-key we are. May we never leave the stage for so long again. Frampton's Sweet Liberté introduces our rock and pop music news. It's titled Fender Announces Launch of Kingfish Signature Telecaster Deluxe, alongside custom humbuckers. I hope this tele inspires players of all genres to dig in and rock out. This is written by Rachel Roberts, August 16, 2022, Guitar. Fender has unveiled its latest signature model, a Kingfish Telecaster Deluxe, in collaboration with Chris Tone Kingfish Ingram, which comes loaded with brand new custom humbuckers pickups. The pickups are said to be voiced for growling, overdriven blues rock to deliver the leap, shimmering and dynamic tones. The guitar has a glistening purple Mississippi night finish, which pays tribute to the birthplace of Ingram, as well as a multitude of other music icons. It has a V-shaped roasted maple neck with improved resonance due to Fender's roasting treatment, and a slab rosewood fingerboard for warm tones, and a 12-inch radius for a large bluesy bends. An etched K-crown logo dazzles on the neck pickup cover, a custom neck plate, and on the headstock. A statement from Ingram on the model reads, "The Kingfish Telecaster Deluxe guitar gives me a sense of comfort when I'm playing across genres. Everything from blues to smooth rock, it's all about versatility. For me, it is important for people to play other genres." He continues, "One of my favorite features on the tele are my signature pickups because they're a solid option for players in all genres. Being a blues player is a beautiful thing, but it's about more than that. I've always been into heavy tones from my influences like Gary Moore and various blues players like Freddie King. I hope this tele inspires players of all genres to dig in and rock out." Saint Saints, Carnival of the Animals, introduces our local music news. The title of this article, 22-23 Season, Buy Early for the Best Seats at the Best Prices, put out by the North Carolina Symphony, My Mandy Concert Hall, Raleigh, and Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Coming up then, we have Halloween Weekend, The Music of Harry Potter, Friday, October 28th at 8 p.m., and Saturday, October 29th at 3 p.m., Michelle DiRusso, the conductor. The symphony takes you back to Hogwarts to relive the magic. Then there's Thanksgiving Eve, the Polar Express, Wednesday, November 23rd at 4 p.m., Michelle DiRusso, conductor. Scott McLeod, baritone, Raleigh Boy Choir, and the Mosaic Treble Choir. Paintings from the book The Polar Express appear on a giant screen as the symphony performs this festive family concert. Then there's Holiday Pops, Friday, December 9 at 8 p.m. and Saturday, December 10 at 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. Michelle DiRusso, conductor. Join the symphony for holiday favorites and traditional carols. And finally, there's this song playing in the background now, Carnival of the Animals, Saturday, April 1st at 4 p.m., Michelle DiRusso, conductor, Paper Hand Puppet Intervention. Larger-than-life puppets and the symphony will bring the animal kingdom to life. So go to ncsymphony.org or phone 919-733-2750 for more details and tickets. So, how'd you do on today's trivia questions? Well, the answer to our first question, from which decade and place does the word karaoke come from? Is that A, 1930s Finland, B, 1950s India, C, 1970s Japan, or D, 1990s Hawaii? Correct answer. Answer C, 1970s Japan. As noted in an April 10, 2016 article in Carafun.com, karaoke credit goes to a pancake vendor turned businessman in Japan. Karaoke actually gets its name thanks to Daisuke Inoue and his crossover to music businessman. In 1971, the young Inoue was invited by an insurance company to entertain their trade show. Inoue wasn't available to make it, but to not lose the gig, he acted as amateur technician and invented a small machine allowing a person to sing along live to a pre-recorded version of the song. I used auto radio and cassette tapes and a coin machine and a small amplifier and put it all together to make this karaoke. Very quickly, Inoue's idea spread throughout his country and then abroad. But even though he was named as one of the most influential Asians of the century by Time magazine, he never financially benefited from his invention since he never filed for its patent. 2021, by the way, marks the 50th anniversary of karaoke. In 1972, entertainment group Nippon Columbia added a game-changing technology that allowed vocal tracks to be removed from a recording, creating a way for the singer to interpret and sing in his, her own style. But the lack of proper soundproofing in their homes forced the Japanese to improve upon the intervention, and in 1986 they began proposing karaoke boxes, constructed makeshift rooms that have since become better-equipped pods and trailers. More professional solutions weren't introduced until the 90s, when karaoke fun centers proposed various rooms with an establishment with different ambience and themes. In the 2000s, thanks to the success of TV musical talent shows and the popularity of musical programs, think Glee, amateur singing once again found its way into homes around the world. Since then, thanks to the Internet, thousands of videos can be found online. Finally, in a Sign.com 9921 article, author Sohelia Mikkonen recognized that, in fact, 1971 was the half-century birthday of karaoke, and notes that the precursors to this technology may date back to 1924, when Max Fleischer invented the bouncing ball technique for a series of short animated sound films. The bouncing ball guided audiences in theater sing-alongs. The popularity of the bouncing ball technique blossomed in the early 1960s when an American musical variety TV show called Sing Along with Mitch started airing. The community sing-along ran on ABC, NBC from 1961 to 1966. The show featured song lyrics at the bottom of the TV screen. The American TV host, Mitch Miller, a musician, singer, and producer, had the idea to make TV interactive with his program. His live orchestra played popular songs while the song's lyrics scanned across the screen with a small white bouncing ball jumping along each syllable of the word. Viewers around America sung along night right from their living rooms, a concept which largely resembles the basis of karaoke. And the answer to our second question, what is the English translation of the word karaoke? Is it A, sing alone? Is it B, empty orchestra? Is it C, just do it? Or is it D, I'm really nervous, but my self-worth is at stake here? Karaoke. Correct answer? Answer B, empty orchestra. As noted in TimesOfIndia.com in an article titled, What's the Origin of the Word Karaoke?, published April 20, 2008, the word karaoke is derived from two Japanese words, kara, which comes from the word karapo, meaning empty or void, and oke, which comes from the word okesutura, or orchestra. As a tribute to guitars and the changing season, let's close out with Sleigh Ride by The Ventures and sing along to make it a karaoke experience. We've run out of time for today's episode of Music Review. Be sure to tune in at the same time next week. This program is also available as a podcast after the broadcast in our website, ncreadingservice.org. As we leave you now, remember these words. Kindness is a language which blind people see and deaf people hear. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. If you have a suggestion for music to feature on this program, please leave a message for me at 919-832-5138. I'm Randy Thompson, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Music Review is underwritten by Bill McClure, tuning pianos in the Raleigh area since 1968. For more information or to schedule a piano tuning, please call 919-779-1755. So long, until next time.